A House Foreign Relations Subcommittee held a webcast congressional hearing on Rwanda and the U.S. relationship with Rwanda earlier this week. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith chaired the hearing, which was also attended by California Congresswoman Karen Bass. A Human Rights Watch advocate told the committee that the organization has repeatedly documented a climate of fear and incredibly violent tactics that have been used against dissenters in Rwanda. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to David Himbara, a Rwandan exile in Canada, who addressed the House subcommittee about how this climate of fear is created.
David Himbara, during yesterday's hearing, one of the most intriguing moments was when you said that the smallest unit of social organization in Rwanda is 10 households, and that someone is watching and controlling every 10 households. I believe that's what I understood. Could you elaborate on how that works?
Yes, if you look at the structure of local government, you have, of course, the minister and the department in Kigali. Then you have districts, you have city of Kigali and towns, you have sectors, and then the smallest administrative unit is the 10 houses. So 10 houses have someone watching, reporting. So basically there's nowhere in Rwanda that you can escape the eye of the state. So when you see thousands attending the rally of Kagame, President Kagame, don't think that it's because of popularity, no. If you don't go, if anybody does not go, and he or she doesn't have a good reason, like being sick or absent, the state knows, because it has a detailed eye, as detailed as every 10 houses. So that's how the system works.
That is fascinating, because I've always wondered how he could keep such tight control over the population. He had a spy on every 10 households.
Yes, and so what is going on now is that, of course, people are signing up demanding for constitutional change so that Kagame stays in power. So this is the same instrument they're using. They have forms in every 10 houses. People have to sign. If you don't sign, then you're gone. You have to sign. There's no way around it. So what you see is millions of people, when time comes, marching on the streets, demanding that Kagame stays. That is how this is being done. That's the same instrument.
What will happen to you if the state administrator, or perhaps more colloquially, spy, reports that your household, or you in particular, did not attend these rallies or support the constitutional amendment? What would happen? I mean, would you go to prison if you refused to go to a rally, or you refused to sign the petition?
So my answer was that, first of all, very few would refuse. How do you refuse?
Okay.
If by miracle there is the principal of Rwandan who refuses authority, then those are the ones you see dead in the lake. Those are the ones you hear that they have disappeared. As simple as that, they'll die.
Himbara also said that there are other dictatorships in Africa, but nothing else like the totalitarian state, Paul Kagame's Rwanda, which is determined to control not only the people's behavior, but also the minds. For Pacifica, KPFA and FRB Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.